Today, we're going to talk to Brian Huff from Modern Roofing Group out of Denver in Littleton. Here's a guy that really has his business dialed in. Smaller contractor, just a couple of years in business, but he is doing it right. And it's a great show. You're going to want to listen because you can get some great tips from Brian on how to run your business with just him as the only employee. And he's killing it. So stick around and find out how he does it.
Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
Before we get into it, I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby. Ruby Receptionists. They will answer your phone remotely with 100% U.S.-based receptionists that are friendly, professional, and will leave a great first impression, which means they're teeing up that sale. If you're just rolling these calls over into voicemail, they are not going to leave a message. They're going to go to the next contractor where they can speak with a live person and get the answers to the questions that they've got. Let me give you some statistics about getting that appointment set. We're always talking about speed to lead, how important it is to get back to that lead immediately. And it makes a big difference. Here are the stats. If you get back to them within 30 seconds, you've got a 70% chance of converting. 15 minutes, it drops to 48%. After 3 hours, 20%. And if you take the industry average, which is hard to believe, but it is 2.5 days before you get back to them. And that drops to 10%. That's crazy. But you know, you go out to see a prospect and they're telling you, hey, you know, nobody would ever call me back. And here you are in the prime position because you responded immediately. It is so important, particularly now that leads are getting harder to come by and they're costing a lot more money. So you've got to do everything you can to convert. And Ruby helps you do that. It pays for itself many times over. So go check out Ruby at ruby.com/roofershow. Check out their program. They've got a great video on their website, and you can get up to $150 off your first month's service using that link. All right, well, let's get into it with Brian Huff. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and we have got a great show for you today. One of my favorite guys is on the show, and this is Brian Huff out of Denver, Colorado. I've worked with Brian for a while through our coaching. He's in our mastermind group. Just an all-around solid guy, which is what I love, but also a great businessman. Just started off recently, and you are kicking ass. What's happening, Brian? How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, we had you back on episode number 351 with Michelle Lee, your attorney, and we had a great conversation about that. And this show, I should start off with, this is really going to be kind of dialed in to storm work, which is, as we all know, I'm out here in California. I don't know much about storms, so I have to rely on Brian and some of our great contractors to help me out. But Michelle was great. We're going to have her back on the show. I'll touch on that in a minute because Brian and Michelle have a great program that I think will help a lot of contractors out. But Brian, let's get rolling. Tell us a little about your story, how you got into roofing, because that's always an interesting story for everybody. So what's going on, and give us the latest.
Well, about 12 years ago, I was looking for a job. Actually went on Craigslist when you did back then, and saw a post for making $150,000 a year selling roofs. And I grew up in the trades. I know how to build a house. I know how to fix a house. So selling a roof seemed really easy for me to do. So I applied. They gave me about 2 weeks of training on just door knocking and selling roofing. They gave me a street sheet, a clipboard, and said, go, here's your neighborhood. Here's the most recent storm. And that was it. It's kind of like baptism by fire. And I would knock from sunup to sundown, get home, you know, after my last appointment or whatever, and do it all over again. So I did that for about a year.
And had that $150,000 work out.
Right. Did not. It does help if the company you're working for has a better reputation than what I was stepping into. But I got think
that's
of
one
that.
Of the biggest problems, though. Don't you know? I mean, just give us a little of your history on that and your thoughts, because it happens so often where, you know, big promises are made and so forth, and off of Craigslist, here you go, here's your list, knock yourself out. But it usually doesn't work out that way, does it?
No, I didn't really know how to interview the company for me, for myself, to work for them. I was very young, and I just thought, like, all I saw was the dollar signs, and I started chasing them. But the company was basically a blow and go roofing company. They would drop a pallet of shingles on the driveway and do the roof the next day. And the customer's like, how am I supposed to get to work? I got to get my car out of the garage. And they just felt really pinned down. It was they just kind of strong armed the whole situation. And then they're like, give us the check. And it was just like, I feel really nasty working for this company.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I didn't have another place to go yet. So I just transitioned to the production part. I was like, well, maybe I can make a difference in the production side of this company and help the homeowner understand the process better. And, it was basically, you know, no, just go post the permit, just go check materials or whatever it was. So I got a big door slammed in my face there. So I was looking for another company to go to. A couple of people from that company went to another company and they said, dude, you got to come over here. It's way better on this side. And so I went to that company, spent a number of years there learning, more of the business side and the production side of roofing, much better reputation, much better leadership, grew myself there and, kind of transitioned out. My career was moving faster than what the company could provide. So found some other companies to apply to where I would be stepping in, climbing the ladder a little bit better and transitioned there and, worked my way up to general manager of a company out of Texas. Then of course COVID hit and shut everything down and they laid me off and I said, okay, my turn. So I started my own company and that was like mid 2020. And, I basically had no cash, nothing started yet. So it was basically, going back to doing what I knew, which was, carpentry, handyman, drywall patches, replacing a front door, you know, just stuff like that where I could build a good book of business. Mm-hmm. For when I got to that spot, I could just go back to those previous customers and say, hey, I actually am just doing roofing now. And if you need our help, if you liked what we did before, you should see what we can do now for your roof. And so that was kind of the big picture idea of that. And I had a lot of help with my girlfriend, and she's an entrepreneur herself. She's like, this is how I grew my business. I can see this, you know, you could do the same thing for your business and grow it. It's the book of business. So that was the main idea there. But reputation, of course, is everything. If your reputation isn't solid and people can't count on you, then they're just going to go to the next roofer. There's 5,000 here in Denver. So your reputation really is going to help you stand out. When pricing is all the same, you know, that's what they're going to look for, is your reputation.
Love it. Well, I want to get into that, because you started from scratch just a few years ago, really, and have just really taken off and built a great business. And that's not something I see very often, particularly when you don't start with any cash. It's a tough, tough deal.
Very tough. But,
yeah. I think that would be, how do I start a roofing business? Well, you start off with about $250,000 in the bank, and it's, you know, makes things a lot easier. So,
yeah.
Well, so I mentioned that Brian's in our mastermind group, and I think masterminds are just fantastic, where you've got an opportunity to meet with non-competing contractors from around the country and kick around these ideas. And I think that's really what comes out of ours. This group that we're, that Brian is part of, it was more kind of morphed more into, just a bunch of guys getting together, and we start on one thing and start talking about everything, that each of us are doing. And just kind of go through that. And that turned out to be the best way, I think, to learn in that group. A lot of times they'll start with, okay, here's a regimented program. You know, we're going to start here. We're going to start here and move through this. But Brian, what was your experience with the group? And do you recommend masterminds for other contractors?
Oh, yeah, totally. We were all at different revenue points, different stages of development, different years in the business. Some of us started 6 months ago and we're already doing $1 million. And it's like, wow, we're 5 years in and we didn't grow that fast. And other people are, you know, like Emily, buying companies left and right. And she's just really smart with business and growth. And she's really just a quick mind when it comes to business sense. And so you get those different levels of business operators that you can get really good information from, because sometimes it's really easy for someone to make a decision, and then sometimes it's really hard for someone else, and it takes some days, and you just got to help each other out and say, look, you got to make this decision really quick, or let's take a step back, get a 50,000 foot view and see if this is taking you really where you want to be to achieve your goals, and maybe this isn't the right path. Maybe it works for somebody else and maybe it doesn't for somebody else in a different market. So it was really good to bounce ideas off of each other and just sometimes just sit and listen and then just build friendships, because then we can just call each other, you know, outside a mastermind group and, hey, I'll be in your town in 2 months and let's catch up and actually physically meet. So it's really cool to extend the friendship across the country rather than just in your local market, or maybe you're so shut in by operating your business, you don't have any friends and all you do is your business.
Exactly.
So that's what you really need to do, is expand your friendships with people that are doing what you're doing, and you can share those solutions to the same problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough going alone, you know? I mean, you're constantly doubting yourself. Am I doing this right? So forth. It's just nice to have sounding boards that we can all get ideas off of, and, you know, how are you doing this? What are you doing for marketing that's working, and so forth. So I think those are great. But let's talk about your path on how, what you did with your business. You started off jack of all trades, master of none, you know, as far as branding. You start off this business. So let's talk about it, because you're only a few years in, and I know that particularly this last year, you've had some tremendous growth and you're doing a lot of the right stuff, obviously. So tell us kind of, take us along that journey, if you could, and how that went, what you did, what your plan was, and how you put it together.
Yeah. So here in Denver, you need a license to install a roof pretty much in every town and jurisdiction and county. And some of them are pretty strict on requirements. Some of them are just like, just tell us you have proof of insurance. But I think in general, you want to be positioned really well to protect yourself. So, the first thing I did was get a quote for general liability insurance for my company. And they said, what are you doing? I said, roofing. And they said, oh, good Lord, this is one of the most expensive insurance policies. I think it was about $12,000 a year, and they needed a pretty hefty down payment. So I said, okay, there's where my number is. So I just worked really hard to save up a bunch of cash and said, hey, I'm ready to go. Let's get this policy started. One of my girlfriend's clients actually needed a new roof, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect timing. Turned out to be like a $35,000 roof, and they were the ideal client. And it was like the perfect job. And I knew like, this is it. Cause I made a lot of money and profit that day. And, from there I just did the neighbor across the street and then their next door neighbor. And it kind of snowballed from there. I didn't have any brand. I didn't have a truck. I was out of a Ford Explorer. And so it was basically my face was selling the job and my reputation, and nobody cared that I didn't have, stickers on the side of my truck or anything. It felt really good to sell that high of a ticket, just by my personality and my skills and everything I knew about it. So from there,
people buy from people they like, you know, as a bottom line. You're right. It is all about you. You can brand your truck. You can do all these other things, but you know, if you're a jerk and nobody likes you, you're not going to sell squat. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So after there, it was, everything I was doing was manual. It was, manual contracts. Everything was, I had to physically do every single step of the way. So I said, I need to get something, you know, to make things more efficient. So, I got a CRM. I think I had Builder Trend at the time. It was like $700 a month and I wasn't doing a whole lot. It was like 1-2 customers a month. And it seemed very expensive. But it was a very manual, CRM. I had to enter every single photograph, that I took. Nothing was integrated with anything other than my Home Depot Pro Extra account. And that didn't really help. And so it seemed like, hey, this would have been good if I was a home builder and I was building neighborhoods, or I was a custom remodeler. You know, that's what this CRM is for. And it's a really good CRM. It's really robust. It's really great, but it's just not for roofing. Mm-hmm. And so I used them for maybe a year, and then I got to the point where it was so much work to use that, and they weren't really improving it or upgrading it or doing anything to listen to the users and our pain points. It just seemed like such a slow process. So I basically just canceled them and went back to spreadsheets and built my own spreadsheets to enter in, you know, the drip edge, the starter strip, the ridge cap, and then spit out a number on the bottom right. And the number in the yellow box was what I was going to charge. And then the number in green was the profit I was going to make on that one job. And so I'd basically type up a PDF and it would be a document that I would email through DocuSign. The homeowner would DocuSign that. I would get it back. And that was it. All my pictures were on my phone. I think I put them in Google Drive, but I mean, that was just another step. So I just kept it on my phone. But at the same time, I was really looking to educate myself and understand what other contractors were doing. So I started listening to podcasts. And then I found yours, and it's similar to what John said. I just listened to a bunch of episodes in a row while I'm driving around, and a lot of it made sense to me. And, so I just got hooked, started listening to your show, other construction or roofing, podcasts, and, just started to educate myself and just consume content and, just learned about a lot of things I was doing wrong. But at the same time, it was like, other people had made these mistakes before, and then they did this instead. This was their next step. So that's where I would go. I was like, oh, maybe that'll work for me. And so that's kind of how I followed the path of growing a roofing business. But it's been really fun. Like every day is fun to be able to make these huge decisions along the way. And where I'm at now is just, it's so rewarding every day. I get spend time with my kids. I get to work all day if I want to. I get to help a lot of people, and it just feels really good. It's really rewarding.
Well, we got you hooked up with ProLine because that's the CRM that we use in our group and the one that we recommend. I think this is what happens is that, you know, hear us talking about it in the group and what it does, because so many of these CRMs, you know, customer service really sucks on so much of this. And this is what I like about ProLine is that these guys are just so available. Well, you tell us about your experience, because your CRM is really the brains of your business. I mean, you've got to have a good CRM. And when you make a mistake in getting the wrong one, switching over is expensive and a real problem, like you're saying.
Right. Yeah. So I learned about ProLine through you and John. John was, he's obviously the co-founder with AJ. And when I first started listening, I think it was just a follow-up platform. It wasn't a full-blown CRM yet. And so I said, what if I just start there? I got ProLine, and I'm able to follow up with people, because I would lay in bed at night and look up at the ceiling. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to follow up with that person. And then I would call them the next day and they're like, no, we already signed up with somebody else. What?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God. So that made a lot of sense to me because it's like another person working for me to sell jobs, almost like an inside sales or someone just calling people and following up with them. So that made sense to me. And then it got even better when it turned into a full-blown CRM. And now we have all these capabilities. And where it is today, it's just like, it's almost like having two more employees, one that can build quotes within seconds, one that will follow up with homeowners through text and email. They are improving that CRM by the day, and they are listening to the users that are finding pain points and need something inside ProLine to help them get better. Because I'm finding that there used to be a lot of different subscriptions and services and apps and things that I'm using, but now it's kind of, some of them are starting to drop off because ProLine's taken over, and it makes me feel really smart because I got on board with them when I did, and it just frees up so much time. It sells jobs. It's just really easy to use, and it helps me make a lot of money.
What I see is working with contractors, the low-hanging fruit is what we focus on. And I remember going into Chris's business. It's got, you know, we always want to look at, okay, what, you know, you close rates, so forth. Well, you got open jobs. Okay, so here we got, you know, what's your open jobs? He's got like $3 million in open quotes. Okay, so, well, what are you doing to follow up on those? You call on those? Well, no, we don't do anything. We go out, throw the quote. They can, you know, take it or leave it. I go, really? Okay. So, and this is what a good CRM, particularly ProLine, will do, is that they will set up those automations where they're getting either text, email, just reminders. And the thing is, just like what you said, all right, by the time you call back, oh yeah, I just had it done, rather than being top of mind. So we just set that automation up, and, you know, we had over $1 million in sales within, you know, 3 months. So that's something that is so important. Organize yourself. And as you say, a good CRM will make you money. So I love that. Let's talk about how your path to growth. I know that this last year, man, you just killed it. So what's going on there? What's your advice for people, and what was different?
Yeah, so from 2023 to 2024, we had about 200% growth, and I attribute that to incorporating ProLine and integrating all the tech that goes with that, and then adding our virtual assistant from SMA support, Ruben. Those two decisions really did excel the business because it really freed up my time so I could spend more time with customers and selling the work.
Right.
And in the background, Ruben's answering the phone, booking the next couple of appointments for the next couple of days, or he's sending out a final invoice, or he's scheduling the next job. He's sending out a work order to the install team, or he's working with a supplier to get a delivery rescheduled because it rained. There's all these things that I had to do that took up so much time, or I would forget about it and things would slip through the cracks, right, and things would fall apart. But now I can just sell, and it is so much more rewarding to be able to do all that and know in the background that Ruben's taking care of things and ProLine's taking care of things. And it just feels like I have a lot more support behind me now.
You know, this is such a typical story. You're starting off on your own. You're kind of a one-man band. And most contractors, you know, they talk about wearing all the hats, spinning around, and that whole thing, getting pulled here, pulled there. Oh, I forgot to call this customer. I forgot to tell them that we were going to do the drop. On and on and on. So I have to say, I call it roofer in a box, okay? Because there are steps that you take. When you're starting off, you can install these automations, tech stack where, you know, as you say, you get to start with a CRM, you start looking at the problems that you have as you grow. And it's always that type of inside operations where, you know, well, you got to order the materials, got to get the permits, got to get this and that. And this is where SMA, and I love these guys because this is SMA support,
really unique product that pretty much everybody in our group, we all use them and love them, because these are the things, you're exactly right. You should be spending your time out selling and running your business. And it's those little things that just keep you from growing. And I think what you're saying is that that's one of the, you know, allows you to have that big growth. And it, just a quick thing, SMA support, they will find a virtual assistant for you specifically for your business after they do the onboarding, bring them in, set it up, and then they handle all these things. What does Ruben do for you, and how does he help your business? Because I know when you get started with him, you're just going, oh my God, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah. Ruben is so great because he doesn't take anything personally. He doesn't get his ego involved or in the way of doing his job. He's very intuitive. He's very, he has ideas that he sees could solve some problems that I'm so distracted, I just don't even notice. And he's like, oh, I just did this and this, I think this will fix this. What do you think? Oh, perfect. And so, like I said before, he answers the phones, he sets up the appointment, enters all the information about the customer, qualifies the customer. I think right now he's down to about a 22-second response time, no matter where the lead comes from. He has access to our Roof Quote Pro. So if someone gets an instant roof quote, he will call them within seconds. So they're getting a text message, an email, and a phone call from Ruben before they even put their phone down or leave their desk.
Speed to lead.
That's what's important, is catching the attention of the customer in that moment. Because if you lose that opportunity, you may lose the sale to somebody else who's going to catch them in that moment. So he's really good at staying in that window of attention to the customer when they reach out to us. So response time is an average about 22 seconds. And every call that comes in, he will qualify them. Do they really need our services? And so he monitors his booking rate. So let's say if 100 phone calls come in, he will have a 80% booking rate because 20% of those, or 20 of those customers don't need our services. They called the wrong number, or they thought they needed a roofer, but they actually needed a structural engineer or something like that, where it's monitored. So we know, you know, where the lead's coming from. But he's doing all these things before I even know about it. And he'll say, oh, by the way, just want to make sure you know that you've got two appointments tomorrow. One's at 10 o'clock, the other one's at 2 o'clock, because they're really far away. I track the distance in your drive time. That's why they're so far apart. And don't forget your drone, because this one's a three-story roof or whatever. So yeah, he is setting me up for success way better than I could for myself when I first started. And now what they're doing, SMA support, is implementing new tasks that are related to marketing. And so we have Paul Howard is a new member of SMA. He's working with us along with Chris DeRoll, and they are going to be doing some more marketing activities for us. So that's Google My Business, Facebook, Instagram. They're going to be doing all these posts for us daily. They're going to be creating blog posts and stuff like that related to our business, not just copy paste from 100 other roofing companies. It's going to be very, very integrated to our company specifically. And so that's what I really like about them, is they want to know about how we run our business, because someone here in Denver may run it differently than someone in San Francisco. So they're completely different markets. It's still a residential roof, but you know, it's different. It's a different market. And so it's really helpful and really inspiring to have him on, because he keeps me on my toes. He does a lot of things that make me think, like, maybe I should be a little more creative when I'm trying to do this, it's really inspiring. It's really helpful. It's really amazing to have him on board.
Yeah. Well, as you said, allows you to focus on getting out there, making sales, and just keeps things from falling through the cracks, is one of the biggest problems and frustrations that we have in this business, because you forget to do something, you get that angry call from the customer, and you're just pulled
pulled in all these different directions. So I think that's awesome. One of the reasons that I want to have you on, Brian, is because I really think you've got your business just totally dialed in, and you're just going to kick ass and dominate because you've got your processes down and you really focus on doing this. And you were in the military before. And I always think some of this comes from that, which is the organizational part and so forth. But tell us kind of, okay, so you got the lead. What do you do? You go, you know, how does that work? You use your drone, you do this, you put your quote together. How do you do that? And then how do you present and how do you make the sale? I'm always curious on how people do that because having that clear process and doing it every time makes all the difference.
Yeah. So that's where Ruben is a very key role in this process. He will take the call, ask them discovery questions and other information, and if they're a good candidate for if we can help them or not. So let's say it's a roof replacement and they need their roof replaced. They know it's leaking. They're tired of buying another bucket. And so Ruben will say, okay, this sounds like, you know, we can help you and we'll get you set up for an inspection. And so he'll enter all the information in, send them the calendar invite through ProLine. I'll get a notification because I will get a little pop-up from Company Cam saying you've been assigned a new project. So that's how I know that Ruben set up a new appointment. So when I see those, it's like, okay, that's good. I like right that. So he will actually build a roof replacement quote before I even get there. So he will, he'll order a GAF quick measure, which is really fast, really accurate, really affordable. And so he'll build all that before I even get there. So basically all I have to do when I show up is meet the customer, talk about their problems, do the inspection, and then add the photos to the quote. And within a few seconds, I can say, here's your proposal, either to their face on an iPad or text message, email. But we want to make sure that we are able to solve their problem and provide a good service for them. But that's what Ruben does from the very beginning. So once I get there.
Does he actually put the quote together? He puts the numbers together based off your aerial view?
Right now, we're just doing GAF shingles. We have a GAF good, better, best template in ProLine. So he will create that for that homeowner. If it's a shingle asphalt roof system. So we'll start there. He'll build the quote, add the measurements get automatically incorporated into that template. And so when I get there, all I really have to do is add the photos because it's hard for Ruben to see how many pipe jacks there are or how many, or if there's true ridge vent or because the satellite imagery is not always perfect. But while he's on the phone with them, he will look at their street view from Google or from Google Earth and say, it looks like you have a detached shed. Is that something you'd like us to look at too? And they'll say, oh, no, we're just doing the house. So he's really qualifying because if he orders the measurements, he needs to tell GAF all structures on the property, not just the home itself. So When I get there, I'll know we're doing the house and the shed or the detached garage. And we just look so much more professional, so much more prepared when we show up like that. And the homeowner's like, yeah, you nailed it. That's perfect. And so, you know, the next contractor they have come by that spits out a little PDF of some arbitrary numbers, they're just, it doesn't mean anything to them because they don't feel like they got the attention that they were looking for.
The time savings is just incredible because you got most guys, okay, you know, I took all my measurements. I'm going to go back to my office. I'm going to screw around with this and I'll get you something in the email. You know, I'll email you something. Well, 3 days go by, they're behind, it's all screwed up, it's just a mess, and you've already gone in there and closed the deal by the time they get back to them. And you look at the time suck that is. I mean, it's crazy. And if you can do it this way, you could just see so many more prospects, and you've got time to spend with them, I think, is really the key. That you can sit down, answer all their questions. You've got the numbers right there just as you come out. And talk about professional looking. You're going to go in there and, you know, just close that deal. That's awesome.
Yeah, time really does kill all deals. So if you're not fully prepared and fully professional about it, you're going to lose their attention. But if you show up and you know exactly what they're looking for, and I'll say, hey, when you talked to Ruben yesterday, you mentioned this. Can you show me what this looks like or where this is? Or, you know, sometimes I'll have to go in their house and check their attic for insulation or see exactly where the leak is so then I can make my effort on the roof a lot more efficient when I'm trying to troubleshoot a leak or something like that. So when they see that there is a full circle of communication in the company, they see us as more professional rather than, yeah, didn't you, I told Ruben that, didn't you get that? I was like, I didn't hear that. It doesn't look us, we don't look very professional. And so if they call somebody else and they're just kind of like, yeah, your roof looks good, I just threw some caulk up there, they don't feel like they got the full attention that they were looking for. So, it does help to have, qualifying questions, a lot more, of a microscope when it comes to a homeowner maybe has never had the roof replaced before, or this is their 10th roof and their every single roof before them went terrible and they didn't like the roofer or they've gone out of business. But it's really important to show up and be professional, have everything ready to go, waste no time. So when you get to the end of the appointment, they'll say, that sounds great. Or, this is a lot more thorough than I was expecting. You guys are professionals. I'm going with you guys.
I love it. Okay. So you got the deal closed. Now what happened? Because you've got three roofs a week going on. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on, and pretty much it's just you and Ruben running this whole operation, right?
Yeah. So we've built some custom automations in the ProLine. So when a job goes from quote sent to won, there are tasks that automatically get populated for Ruben. So those could be order the permit, create the roof install work order, create the gutter install work order, create the deposit invoice. That's very important because nobody forgets that. Nobody has to remember to do those things. They Right. pop up the next morning or that moment. When that job is sold, Ruben knows, hey, I've got some work to do. So, and I've created all these tasks in small videos through a Loom. So I've created a task and one Loom video for each task. So pulling a permit in Denver is different than pulling a permit in Aurora or Littleton. So I make one video for each task and he'll look at the address and the jurisdiction. Oh, this is in Denver. I kind of forgot how to pull a permit in Denver. It's been a while. So he'll watch the video. Go pull the permit, boom, it's done. He'll check off that task. He'll go through all these tasks, then that job is ready to go. Once he orders materials and sends that to our supplier, that automatically gets transferred to the next stage, which is materials ordered. Then the homeowner gets a notification, hey, your materials have been ordered. It may be a couple of days before we get the schedule for that pinned down because of the availability. It's very busy this time of year. Just something. We got to keep feeding them information to show them that we're working on their project. So the moment they sign with us, every day they're getting some sort of notification or attention that we're working on their project. So all of these tasks that automatically get populated for Ruben, he's working on. At the same time, I am making sure the install team knows what's going to happen. So I'm taking pictures of the tasks that we're doing on the roof. Maybe it's we're removing the evaporative cooler, the swamp cooler, and we're going to put plywood over the hole. So I'm taking pictures of that. I'm showing that it's a two-story roof. So we'll have to use a ladder vader or some rope systems to get this thing off the roof. That way they're not showing up and are underprepared. So that all gets sent in the work order for the roof install team. Same thing with the gutter team. If there's tree branches in the way, hey, you guys want to bring some snips and clip some of these branches so you can get to the gutters, whatever it is, I want them to be prepared too. So along the way, there's all these automations that you can fully do custom in ProLine to help your business succeed and your team succeed. And ultimately the customer is just blown away by the efficiencies and the professionalism that you have.
Now you got a ton of reviews. How do you do that? Is that something that Ruben does when the job's finished, or what's your process for getting all those reviews, Google reviews?
So we have it in ProLine. Once the job is paid in full, Ruben gets some more tasks automated. So he will have to go through the manufacturer and register that property with the manufacturer as the warranty. And then he'll send the final documents to the homeowner, which is a before, during, and after photo report from Company Cam. They will get a copy of their, well, they automatically get it anyway, but they get a zero balance due on their final invoice to prove that they paid for that project. And then they'll get a copy of the permit for their records. They'll also get the warranty from the manufacturer. So a couple of those things, we just call them final roof docs. And Ruben gets all those together, sends them in one email to the homeowner. They get that. And then automatically ProLine will begin to ask for the review. So in ProLine, you can put the link to the landing page for your Google review or on Yelp or wherever you want them to leave a review, you put it there. And then ProLine will automatically follow up with that customer, ask for the review. And most of the time I will get a notification within a day or two that a review has been left. I will, or Ruben will instantly respond, thanks for the review. We really appreciate your business. And just leave a review that we appreciate everything. But it's so seamless. It's so automatic. It is so efficient. There's a lot less for us to have to do because ProLine is doing all this stuff in the background.
That is awesome. I love that. And that's what process is, and getting this down and making it happen. What's going to be, you're growing, you're kicking ass. What's going to be your next step? Are you going to hire salespeople or what, how are you going to continue? Or do you think you still got a lot of growth that you can do with your existing operation? Because obviously if you can grow with the same overhead that you've got, that's money.
Yeah. So last year we were about 42% gross profit margin on average with a,
love it.
It's about a 40% close rate. So I'd want to get that, probably raise our prices a little bit, but we're already pretty high anyway. I've seen a couple of estimates from other companies, not that we've asked for them. Customers would say, hey, does this look, I mean, yours is different. Why is it different? And so they give it to me. But I think this year I'm really going to focus on lead sources. I know everybody says leads, but right now I'm focusing on the quality of the lead. Door knocking is, I've never been a fan of that. I'd never answer the door to anyone knocking on my door. I open the door to a door knocker just to see what their pitch is and grade them. And so, you know, if it's a carpet cleaning company or a pest control or whatever, I'll just open the door and listen to them. I was like, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, it's interesting. It's definitely a very rewarding way of life, but I've never been a fan to it, 'cause that's not how I want to be sold. So I'm working with different revenue streams. Just being a member of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance has really helped me open my eyes to different ways to get qualified leads from different sources. So this past year, we tried Thumbtack. And Thumbtack has been good for some people. It's been terrible for others. But I don't like to rule everything out just because someone else had a bad experience. I just want to try it myself. So we've used Thumbtack this past year. I think we got about 400 leads in Q4 of last year. It was a lot. But the cost of it was a little more than I thought it was going to be. But I think it's just particularly because of our market is pretty dry. And there hasn't been a huge need for roofing replacements just because we've had, we had one big, huge storm last year. But it hasn't been a continual need for roofing replacements. So I'm just trying to build it as a retail roofing company. And if there's an insurance claim behind the roof replacement, great. That's awesome. It's like a bonus. So Yelp, Thumbtack, I'm looking at Angie because I got a call from Angie and they said, hey, we totally revamped this. I said, I'm about to hang up on the phone with you right now because yeah. I've never heard anything good about you guys.
Yep.
And he's like, you know what? I know what you're talking about. And that's why we changed everything. So can you just, give me a chance. Let me give you a little presentation, show you how we're different now. And so I just asked him a bunch of questions. And I was more from the homeowner standpoint. Like if I put a roof replacement job out there am I going to get 100 phone calls? Am I going to get flooded? I just don't know who's calling me. I can't differentiate. And they said, no, it's different now. So they've really slimmed down the, I guess, the attack that a homeowner would get from posting a job on there. So I'm going to give that a chance this year. We're going to look into that. Insurance brokers. I just got off the phone with one yesterday. He's had a couple of roofing companies that he used to recommend come and go. But he talked to me. I told him about how we run our business. He was impressed. We're working with one of his clients right now. I showed him our proposal. I said, hey, this is what it looks like if you're our customer. He's blown away. And he's like, I want to have lunch with you. I want to really talk about this because I can give you a lot of work. We have 25 years worth of customers that we've been trying to help, and I'm tired of letting them down by giving them a bad referral. So that's another option that we're looking at. We're also sponsoring the local high school here, Columbine High School. And so we have a QR code on the big, huge Dectronic board in the gym. Every time there's a whistle blow or a timeout, our QR code goes up there that says, get an instant roof quote before the next buzzer. And so people can sit there and shop for a roof while they're watching a basketball game.
That's awesome.
And, sponsoring the athletic department there is going to be a 10-year investment because my youngest won't graduate there for another 10 years. So all of our kids are going through Columbine High School. I just thought it just only made sense. If we're going to be here, it might as well just, you know, invest in the marketing with this. And it's a great school to sponsor. It's a really good school. So local marketing too, that's another thing we're doing. That was an option that came up and I just jumped on it. I said, I don't really mind the 3-year minimum, but let's see where this can go and try to help some people in our neighborhood, because that's who people want to buy from is somebody local, not someone who's from, you know, Texas coming in and out or Kansas and you never see them again. So,
right. Yeah. Local branding. I mean, that's fantastic. Well, what you're saying, you know, it's interesting because you're trying some different things, which is what you've got to do, and you've got to track them because different products work in different areas. Like you say, Thumbtack. Got contractors that kill on, you know, Thumbtack, do great. Others, nothing, you know, so it's really regional, like Yelp, for instance. Most people hate Yelp. Well, Yelp works really well in the area that I'm at and the contractors out here, but doesn't other places. So you've got to try things, but the big thing is you got to track them and make sure you're getting a good ROI from them. And now you mentioned Roof Quote Pro, which I think is, again, a great product that's automated. Tell us a little about that and what that does for you, because, you know, I think it's great. They've been on the show a number of times, so I like to give them a shout out when I can, because it's a great product. How do you use that?
So Roof Quote Pro is integrated through our website, both on the desktop and mobile. That's where the QR code lands. And so if someone has never replaced their roof, or they haven't replaced a roof in 10 years, and they just want to get an idea of how much that might cost, right, they can go to our website. There will be a little button that clicks that pops out on the side, or they can go to the menu on the top and get an instant roof quote to their address. It will do a little bit of a shadow around their roof. They can, you know, draw the shape of their roof footprint and click save, and then it will generate a good, better, best roof replacement quote. And then there's some other options on there too, some really, really expensive roofs, but some other ones that are just really something they may not have thought of before. So it kind of gives them an idea of, okay, here's my starting point. It's going to be $17,000 just to start. You know, 10 years ago, my roof was $6,000. Right. Now I know this is the sticker shock that I was looking for. And so it helps people either, oh, this looks good, I'm going to start pursuing this, because they're going to get a text, an email, and a phone call in a few seconds from Ruben. So other times people are like, no way, that is too expensive, and we never hear from again. Great. We just saved ourselves a lot of time, because we don't have to try to sell to someone who's never going to buy. And so that's what it's good for, is sticker shock. It helps us qualify the customer. If there's someone that we can work with, they're going to follow up with us. When we're following up with them, they're going to interact with us. They're going to communicate to us, hey, we've gotten a couple of other estimates. Yours is very similar, or yours is more expensive. Help us understand why. And we can go from there. But we're going to put that QR code all over the place. My truck is going to get redone with the branding on the truck, and I'm going to put a QR code on there, get an instant roof quote before light turned red. You know, it's going to go, it goes on our door hangers, it goes on our mailers, it goes on the digital board in Columbine High School. It goes everywhere. So it helps people learn about where the cost is going to be for their roof in particular, not just $700 a square. Well, they don't really know what that means, you know, so they can get that specific to their house.
Well, what everybody has to remember is that people that are coming to your website, you know, they're just doing research. I mean, the vast majority of something like 95% of visitors are not ready to buy today. So you have to capture those people and be able to keep them in your funnel, send them out educational information over time. But you never know. I mean, some people are ready to buy. Others may not buy for 5 years. But if you've got a way to track them, like ProLine, keep in touch. You're sending out drips to them. Too many contractors, I'm only interested in when somebody's ready to buy a roof today. Well, you're just missing the boat, because that's just a tiny sliver of what's out there. So RoofQuote Pro, great way to do it. Well, Brian, hey, I really appreciate it. You got it dialed in, and you're going to be so successful. Love watching your journey, hearing about it. But Brian Huff, how do we get in touch with you? Because I think, you know, and I know how you're open for sharing and so forth, but I would imagine others will want to contact you and, you know, maybe ask some questions and collaborate even, perhaps. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can start by going to our website, modroofgroup.com, and click on the instant roof quote button. If you are in our service area, you'll be able to make that happen, and you'll see what that looks like. That's what's good about RoofQuote Pro, though, is if you're going on our website from Louisiana, you're outside of our service area, they're going to tell you, hey, we can't help you, you're outside of our service area. But start there, see what that looks like, or you can give me a call or text me. My cell phone is 720-334-3449.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, and we got to get you back on with Michelle, because I want to talk about that some more, because I think there's some changes going on with the insurance companies these days, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. I just spoke with her a couple of days ago, and she's like, I'm glad you have my phone number, Brian, but I hope you never have to use it. But I sent her a customer from, I think it was last July. They still hadn't gotten their $2,000 from their insurance company. They paid for the roof in full. They incurred the cost, a zero balance final invoice due. And I said, maybe Michelle can help you out. She'll give you a free 30-minute consultation. And so she did. And Michelle called me and said, hey, thanks for sending me this customer. It looks like this is just a really, I don't want to say grumpy, but one of those types of adjusters that's just going to make this hard, because she's really good at seeing the next steps for the homeowner and seeing where the insurance is leaving off or they're not doing the right thing. She is legally allowed to review the policy, which as a roofer, I'm not. I can only do the construction part of that claim. So she's legally allowed to look at everything and say, Mr. Homeowner, Mrs. Homeowner, this is your next step. But yeah, she is amazing. She's licensed in a lot of states, but she will give you her time. Her and her husband, Brian, they are a great team. But yeah, she's helped us out a lot with some customers get what they truly deserve and hold the insurance company accountable.
Well, Brian, really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up here real soon. So thanks for coming on. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you've ever thought about getting a mentor, somebody that can help guide you along in your business, someone who's been there and done it, you might want to check out my mentoring coaching program. It's a simple, reoccurring program. There's no cancellation fee. If you don't like it, you can stop anytime. There's no contract. Like I say, it is simple. But we put a business plan together that you're looking at of what are your goals that you want to accomplish. And then twice a month, we have a one-on-one sit-down meeting over Zoom. We see how you're accomplishing these goals. We come up with a plan, a strategy plan to get you there to your goals. And I'm available throughout the month. So I get a lot of questions, quick texts, whatever. But I'm available for that. And then what I think is has the best value is that once a month at the end of the month, and this is, I want to see your financial statements done, complete by the 15th of the month, following month. And at that time, I sit down with you, the contractor, and your bookkeeper, the three of us, and we go through line by line your financial statements, see what's going on, see if there's any mistakes. We talk about the strategy. I teach you how to read and understand financial statements. Financial statements that you can use to drive your business. You know what's going on. You understand what your pricing has to be, where you're making money, where you're not. It's a great program. So if this is something you might be interested in, just give me a call. We can talk about it. Talk about your business. See what's going on. See if I can help you. Just go to theroofershow.com. Go to my contact page. Hit the big button. Set up an appointment. We'll sit down and talk for 45 minutes over Zoom and see what's cooking. So check that out if you're interested. Love to talk with you. All right. Until next week, The Roofer Show podcast.